Mandeviso?
Thompson Cloth.
Thompson?
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
Everyone coming into Kalafong Hospital has to first pass through a white marquee erected next to the hospital's main entrance, where nursing staff dressed in protective gear screen them before they are allowed to proceed into the hospital. As patients arrive in ambulances, they are immediately put on a stretcher and wheeled into the emergency unit, which already has patients waiting to be attended to. Just last week, Kalafong Hospital had to repurpose a second ward dedicated to COVID-19 patients as the number of COVID-positive patients arriving at the hospital escalated. Hospital CEO Sillo Malaji.
So at the moment, we're operating with two wards. And should there be a further need to repurpose more wards, I think it's something that we should be able to do because we've been agile as the hospital. Because at the peak of the second wave, we had repurposed about 5 wards. But repurposing the wards has its downsides as well, because then you're taking away the much needed beds from trauma and all the other general ailments that patient presents to the hospital with.
One ward is already full to capacity with COVID-19 patients, whilst the second one, which has about 38 beds, is already over 60% capacity. Malaji says Mondays are the busiest at the hospital, as many people arrive to test for COVID out of fear that they might have been infected over the weekend during social events they attended.
Some of these patients would come for testing, and the positivity rate, I mean, for those of who don't necessarily require admission, we're starting to see that as well, the positivity rate is increasing now at the moment. But the reality is that the numbers are really increasing. Our wards are starting to become full.
Gauteng, which is in the grip of a third wave, has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in the country. Acting Gauteng Director General Thabo Masebe says over the past week, the province has recorded 5,000 new infections a day. He says the provincial government wants tighter restrictions to be imposed on the province.
Yes, of course, the Gauteng provincial government has asked the national government to consider imposing stricter restrictions in Gauteng to help curb the spread of the virus.
Close to 4,000 people are currently hospitalized in public and private healthcare facilities across Gauteng. Many hospitals, especially in the private sector, are experiencing serious bed capacity challenges due to the rising infection rate. Nursing Union Denosa says the increased hospitalization is putting a strain on its members who have an increased workload. Denosa's Bongani Mazibuko.
The increased numbers means that more hospitalizations. We've got a diminished capacity in the province with the closure of Charlotte Maclagan. So it means that those hospitals which are smaller now have to operate at a higher capacity. And it means that the people, the nurses who are working there, have to deal with cases of patients who are coming in and not having beds, patients who need attention, and then you don't have enough capacity.
The Gauteng Coronavirus Council is expected to give an update on the COVID situation in the province before the end of this week. I'm Tsepo Pahani in Johannesburg.